City Council approved three proposed developments in College Heights, which could result in a total of 1,427 new apartment, townhouse and duplex units being built in the area, to move forward to the public hearing process. Kelowna-based Troika Management Corp. is seeking to rezone undeveloped, treed land located at 5,958 Stringer Cress, 6100 O'Grady Road and 5,743 Nicholas Avenue. Lots 2, 3 and 4 on the map, to allow development of more than 1,000 units of housing in the form of six-story apartments, townhouses and duplexes, along with secondary commercial uses. Prince George-based Bick Hayer Rental Properties Corp. is seeking to rezone a 2.85-hectare undeveloped lot at 6700 Southridge Avenue. Lot 1 on the map. The proposed zoning would allow a multifamily development of up to 350 units on the site, to a maximum hay of four stories. It's not for just four separate parcels, it really is going to have an impact on that neighborhood, Cown. Trudy Clausen said. Because of the magnitude of the developments, the city requested a report from the proponents looking at the collective impact of the developments, City Director of Planning and Development Deanne Wozniak said. A planned timeline of the developments was not available, Wozniak said, but given that each would consist of multiple buildings and the practical limitations of construction, it could take roughly a decade to see the proposed sites fully developed. The proposed rezonings do not impact the existing College Heights Residential Park, also located at 6100 O'Grady Road, Wozniak added. Cown. Corey Ramsey said she appreciated the nearly 700-page report, prepared by L&M Engineering, which provided impact on servicing for the sites, traffic impacts and provided public input from sessions held in August 2022. However, she said, she'd find supporting the development without a neighborhood plan challenging. There is all of those extras, that look at what the livability of this neighborhood is going to look like, Ramsey said. On Monday night, City Council approved the first and second reading of the rezoning bylaws, and directed public hearings be held in each case prior to third reading being considered. City Council ignored a city staff recommendation to deny the proposed official community plan and rezoning on Nicholas Avenue. I think we need more information, before we outright deny this, Cown. Susan Scott said. Because of the collective impact of the projects, city staff will schedule all three public hearings to be held at the same meeting, likely a special meeting held specifically for that purpose, City Manager Walter Babas said. There is great public interest in this, obviously, Cown. Kyle Sampson said. This is the easiest area to rationalize for a residential development because of the shopping centers, Mayor Simon Yu said. But, we encourage the neighbors, the community in general to provide feedback. Let's get it right.